Welcome to our listeners. This is another edition of the Manat Digital podcast. My name is Ned Sherman. I'll be your host today, and I'm counsel and director at Manat Digital. This is a really special edition of the podcast because I have two special guests here today, my colleagues Hale Boggs and Yuna Shin. Hale is partner and chairman of the MTA Group, or our Media Technology and Advertising Group. Has been with the firm for 30 years.
Ever.
The founder of our Palo Alto office in 1998, and has been entrenched in the digital scene in both Northern California, Southern California, and throughout the United States ever since. Welcome, Hale.
Thanks, Ned. Looking forward to it.
Yep. And Yuna Shin is managing director and head of consulting for Manat Digital, our dedicated digital consulting group that is part of the Integrated Media Technology and Advertising Group. Welcome, Eunice.
Thanks, Ned.
Yeah. So today we're going to get into a number of different questions about that we often hear from clients, as well as some thoughts on kind of the evolving environment in entertainment, media, and technology. And we're going to have some fun. So, Hale, I wanted to kick it off with you. And I know you were instrumental and really the brains behind launching Manat Digital, as well as bringing together the Media Technology and Advertising Group as this integrated service offering. So I wanted to get a little thoughts on your vision behind MTA and what it really means today to be offering an integrated service offering.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe stepping back, kind of go to the 40,000 foot level first and then get specific about the sort of media technology advertising piece. I have been at this firm a long time, and part of the evolution of our business plan at Manat, the firm, has been in recognition of, you know, the tremendous competition that we experience for business, for good clients, for all of that. And the reality that, you know, just being a great law firm isn't really enough in a lot of ways. So a number of years ago, before we launched Manat Digital, we created a consulting capability in our healthcare practice. That was back in 2007, shortly before Obamacare happened, which was, you know, tremendous for us because of all the need for healthcare advice. And so long story short, over the last 11 years now, that business has grown from, you know, three or four people to, I think, about 75 non-lawyer consultants and advisors that are competing against, you know, the biggest and best in the healthcare consultant space. So that was kind of our precedent. And several years ago, in thinking about other places where it would make sense for Manat, with the combination of experience and skills and lawyers and talent that we had, where should we do something like that other than healthcare? And the area that kind of leaped to the front was in the digital media space. You know, we have had for many, many years here, almost since the inception of the firm, a very significant entertainment practice, which is really all around, you know, rights management. It's been both talent side and industry side. And, you know, as things have evolved in the entertainment space, really what, you know, what that's largely become is managing rights. And those rights are now generally digital rights. So, you know, so it became pretty apparent to us that there was room in the market for, you know, a very specific focused digital consultancy that would sort of leverage our entertainment expertise, the relationships we have in the industry, et cetera, but around a way that wasn't just providing legal advice.
Mm-hmm. And the MTA group, which Manat Digital sits within, encompasses a whole range of sector or areas within the firm, from media, technology, advertising, as you mentioned, entertainment, a lot of rights focused and talent representation as well. When you look to kind of bring that group together, what were the signs out there that kind of, you know, led you to the conclusion that these groups have overlap or that there's a reason to have them under one umbrella?
Yeah, I mean, it's at the end of the day, for a, you know, a professional services company, it's about the clients, right? It's it's about your customers. And what we recognized with, again, the various things we've been doing at Manat, initially just on the legal side, you know, there was a common theme with some of the clients, and particularly here in Los Angeles, you know, many of the clients that we've represented have, you know, have something to do with entertainment and media. That's why it's LA, it's the content creation capital of the world. So, you know, we start with that as kind of the core client base. And then what you've seen happen, and it's been terrific to see this as someone who spent my career between here and the Bay Area, is this migration of big technology to LA, right? So you have technology companies that we've been working with since we opened our Palo Alto office back in the late 90s that are now, you know, major players in the LA media market. The biggest media company on the planet is Google, right? It's YouTube. So, you know, in thinking about how we would match our services to what's happening in the world, you know, putting together the technology and the media just seemed to make sense to us. And then the third piece, advertising, we've always, for many years anyway, had a significant advertising practice where we represent brands, large brands, in their reach out to consumers. And again, if you think about what's happening in the advertising space, it's a lot about how brands are marketing to this new generation of customers, millennials, post-millennials, and they're doing that, as we all know, largely through mobile devices, online, et cetera. So again, that kind of fits the profile, right? They do that with branded content, using entertainers, using media, using technology. So it just seemed to make sense to reorganize our resources at the firm to put those three things together, and then very importantly to add the fourth piece, which is a non-lawyer consulting component, which is Manat Digital.
And that's a good segue to Eunice. Eunice, you've been a consultant pretty much since you graduated from college. I'm curious, kind of, you know, what did this opportunity mean to you to run a consulting practice within an organization with the reputation and background that Manat has, and as Hale mentioned, you know, these significant client bases in San Francisco, New York, and LA.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting. I've been doing consulting in media and entertainment for over 20 years now, about 22 years. And I would say that probably from the time that I started, the industry talked about digital convergence, right? I think it was a topic at every CES for the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. But what's exciting is just around, you know, a little over 4 years ago when we started Manat Digital, it literally was happening. The turnover and the actual transformation into digital was real and happening. And I think the day that I started was when Disney acquired Maker Studios that week. So it's been an exciting and interesting time, because I think that what's been very significant is that a very stable media and entertainment market for years and years, decades, has been disrupted, and it was disrupted by mobiles, disrupted by different and changing consumption patterns. So it created all of these great opportunities for startups, for new digital innovators in the space, and it was an exciting time as a consultant, because for us, we were able, being at Manat, we were able to really go in early stage companies, work with them, build authentic relationships, build really authentic knowledge about this space where perhaps kind of the bigger consulting firms didn't go because the market wasn't there. So we've been able to pioneer, I think, at an early stage, which gives us a really unique perspective and lens. I also think that what's exciting is just being here in Los Angeles too, and kind of piggybacking a little bit on what Hale was saying, is that we not only get the perspective of what's happening on the legal transaction and deal side, but we're also seeing it through the lens of innovation that's happening through our venture fund. And we're pretty excited that a lot of the innovation is happening in Los Angeles in our own backyard. So the lens that we have on what's evolving and changing in the digital media space is pretty unique.
Do you think the role of the business consultant is evolving, and that relationship with the client as just, you know, the speed of business?
Absolutely. You know. Absolutely. I mean, I think there's nothing, you know, I joke that when I was at a large consulting firm, I used to sell 6-month strategy projects, right? Where we'd go, we'd have a very deep analysis period and work on these thick deliverables, and in 6 months come back with a really thick strategic plan, a 3-year plan. That is not how the world works today, at least in the media and entertainment space, specifically within digital media, as the market shifts almost every 3 months. So for us, we are really selling 6 to 8 week strategy projects. And the only reason we're able to do that is because we are in the industry and understand what's coming next. And so we are voracious at staying on top of what's happening in the industry and staying connected and having really deep, meaningful conversations so that when our clients come to us and ask for strategic advice, we're able to give it from a knowledge and from a place with deep knowledge and understanding of what's evolving in the marketplace. That speed to market and the shift that's happening in the digital media landscape is like none other. So for us, it's completely shifted the way we sell consulting work, the way we approach it, our methodology in approaching it, which is completely innovative. And I also think more cost effective for our clients. And we're pushing our clients to make decisions, to get their feet wet, to continuously test and relearn and test and apply. And I think those are the influences on the technology world that's been brought into media and entertainment. And it's a hard shift for those larger organizations to make when that's not the world that they're in.
Yeah. And Hale, you know, when you look at the professional service business, so when you started, you know, 30 plus years ago to today, What evolution and changes have you been seeing? And you know, it's a different world today in a lot of ways. How are we as professionals kind of reinventing the professional service industry in some ways?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, going way back when you had the luxury of time to actually research things and spend time deliberating before getting back to a client, it was kind of okay to spend certainly a couple of days, if not several days. These days, you know, that's really difficult. Mm. The flip side is obviously you have access to so much information that's immediately available that, you know, it makes that process somewhat easier and more manageable. You know, but as a professional, as an attorney, there are times when you kind of worry a little bit, you know, are you reacting too quickly to this incoming? Because it's constantly incoming. It's kind of the price you pay for advances in technology that allow you all this information access. Sometimes what gets lost in that is the ability to really contemplate and deliberate.
And that's our role as advisors. A lot of times, I think we all find ourselves in that position of saying, "Hey, guys, slow down a little bit here, right? Let's make sure we get this right."
I think what's interesting is often I go out and I meet new people, I tell them a little bit about Manat Digital and where we sit within the Manat Phelps and Phillips firm. People are always shocked. Right, and I think that a lot of people haven't heard about a law firm being innovative in creating new services, and I think it's what's made Manat unique. I think it makes our perspective unique. I think it draws talent for us. We work with some great lawyers and great consultants who are attracted to our model because we are different, and I think we're well positioned for the future because, you know, many of our clients are looking for full service. They want advisors that are going to not only help them from a strategic and business development perspective, but the same people in the firm who are helping them through deal negotiation and closing those opportunities for them. So I think it's, oftentimes we work hand in hand. In some cases we don't, right? Some of our consulting clients don't use our legal services, but for those that do, I think it helps to really fit a need that they're looking for, which I think makes Manat pretty unique in the marketplace.
One of the things we talk a ton about here at Manat is innovation, and it's just, I mean, it's core to kind of the DNA of the firm in many ways, and also the clients that we represent. How do you guys describe innovation or think about innovation?
Well, I think you just, you know, certainly touched on key components of it relating to our consulting capabilities. If you think about that process, you know, kind of out there in the world, you know, usually you will have a consulting firm that's its own independent organization come in at a client's request and do some kind of analysis of a situation, a problem, a need, whatever it is the client has called the consultant to come do. And generally the first phase of that is some kind of deliverable that is a recommendation, and it's, you know, create a licensing strategy, buy a company, sell something. Well, guess what? Each of those things requires lawyers. And it became apparent to us, as I mentioned earlier, we did it first in the healthcare space and more recently in the digital media space or digital space, that if we put those two things under the same roof, it just created efficiencies. Yeah. And you didn't have to re-educate or, you know, educate a whole new group of professionals about a project that, you know, you've just sort of suggested the client engage in. So I think that's pretty innovative, right? I mean, it seems kind of obvious, but to my knowledge, there really aren't a lot of, if any, firms, at least of our size, that are doing that. Mm-hmm. Another place that, I'm not saying it's innovation, but it's something we do, again, that not many firms do, Eunice mentioned we have a venture fund here that we've had for about 18 years now, and we've made some very successful investments. But more than the financial return possibility, which is important to our partners and, you know, a nice benefit, we also get to see lots of interesting things from the perspective of an investor. So we, you know, we're kind of in that deal mix. And we also have the opportunity to co-invest with some of the other venture firms here and up in Silicon Valley and in New York. And that also adds to our sort of overall knowledge and you know, kind of where we are in the market. Rather than just sort of being reactive professionals about, you know, a problem that a client presents as a legal matter, you know, we kind of look at things proactively as investors and how might this company give us a return in, you know, 2, 3, 5 years. So I think that's another area that the firm has, you know, been pretty progressive about almost 20 years ago now.
Yeah. And Eunice, you know, I think a common saying about innovation is it's not so much about the result, but about the process. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about kind of your day-to-day and what's involved in the process of counseling and advising clients from a consulting standpoint.
Well, I think part of our approach is that we collaborate on a very intimate level with all of our clients. You know, we're not the group to come in and take a work assignment, go away, and come back with that deliverable. We, especially just given the market today, it really needs to be in hand-in-hand with our clients, so we work very intimately with them. There's many days where I'm spending all day with them in business development meetings, in strategy planning meetings, and we become an extension of the team. And I think what's great is that I think the team that we have here at Manat Digital are A-plus players. So it's a great way to come in and bring in your A-team, right, for a short period of time or perhaps even an extended period of time. But for the most part, a lot of our engagements are on the shorter side because we can come in, pitch hit, and kind of, you know, really go in and meet some immediate needs that our clients mm-hmm. may have. So whether it's from a strategy perspective or business development perspective, I think the other thing that makes us unique is our reach. So we're very well connected across the industry, have trusted relationships with folks in the industry across the ecosystem. So when our clients need or want an opportunity to form a strategic partnership or relationship, we're able to get them in the door, not only get them in the door, but try to find a fit. And on the same side of that, we're able to identify from kind of our understanding of the knowledge of the marketplace who that right fit might be, right? Like that we're not just taking our clients to everyone we know, but and oftentimes it's about, okay, well, if Sony is our client, you know, what would Sony want, right? And or if NBCU isn't a client, but we know them well, what kind of opportunities are they looking for? So we can help.
Yeah, there is that whole degree of kind of beyond just being super connectors, understanding from an analysis standpoint what's going to be the best need for each situation, each client, right?
I think we're like these great matchmakers mm-hmm. because we have to know what both sides are looking for, right? And not only just what they may be saying they're looking for on paper, but even from a cultural standpoint, from a cultural fit, from a even from an ethos fit perspective. So I think we're pretty good at matching those up. I think whether it's from an investment side, M&A opportunities, as well as just overall strategic relationships.
Yeah, one of the things that I hear a lot from clients is, you guys at Manat really understand entertainment and media, and that's unique among big, you know, service firms that are also working in technology and finance. You know, that positioning, I feel, is kind of core to what Manat is all about, and being able to speak the language of Hollywood, but also speak the language of Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I mean, as I said a little bit earlier, I think that, you know, there was sort of this epiphany for me, again, having spent a good part of my career building an office for Manat in the Bay Area, two offices actually, first Palo Alto and then San Francisco, and kind of shuttling between the two markets, and for a very long time, you know, there really wasn't that much connection. You know, what happened in LA was sort of entertainment, media. What happened up in Silicon Valley was tech, and they didn't really come together in a meaningful way until you kind of had this advent of social media, right? And the social media platforms enabled broad consumption of media, short form media, things that were easily accessible on your mobile devices, et cetera, you know, to happen. And of course, that's become what content is today in large part. So, you know, being at a place where the media aspects of that, the you know, how you create content, how you license it, distribute it, you know, protect it, that's in our DNA. And we've been doing that since Lee Phillips joined the firm as a, you know, founding name partner in 1974. So having, you know, that sort of a backdrop, I think, has made it easier for us to navigate kind of how the world has evolved. And so I find it really exciting when I look around here in West Los Angeles and see, you know, the Amazon studio and the Facebook studio, and Google's got a big campus. I mean, it's really cool to see that. And I think it's just going to continue. And I think, you know, we're really well positioned to capitalize on that.
Yeah, I think for all of us who have been, you know, laboring away in the digital media field here in LA, to see what's happening right now is just truly exciting. And
it's this
real intersection of technology and content.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's evolving so much, right? And I think I don't think anyone could have predicted kind of where we're at today, but the shifts that are happening in social media, in digital publishing, right? That whole market has been massively disrupted. The direct-to-consumer business, and that at the heart of it is really what's changed, right? Music companies, labels, or studios really never had that direct relationship with the end consumer. And that's really been the shift over the last 5 years. And now all of a sudden, you have direct-to-consumer. And so you're trying to evolve these companies and how to best reach them. And a lot of these tech startups are the ones who have been able to kind of corner that market. And that's kind of the challenge between social media platforms and I think kind of the larger media and entertainment companies. But I think those things have really created a shift. And it's exciting because, yeah, Apple's coming in, right? And they are acquiring a ton of content. It's a great time to be in the TV business. But not just any TV business, it's premium television. Mm-hmm. It's premium quality episodic content that's being gobbled up by all of the different over-the-top services. Mm-hmm. The content funds coming out of Amazon, Netflix, Apple, it's quite impressive. So it's exciting. On the flip side of that, the cable media business is in a bit of a challenge time. So they may not be acquiring as much content. So it's interesting how these things are all evolving and changing. And for us, we just see that as opportunity.
Well, I think we're about out of our time here, but maybe I'd like to end with just kind of some final thoughts. You know, one of the questions that I'm interested in kind of hearing is, you know, what are you most excited about, like when you think of what's going on in the next 12 to 24 months, let's say?
Well, sir, I mean, I alluded to it earlier. It's a continuation of what's been happening over the last 5 or 6 years. I'm really excited about Southern California and what's happening in this market with this convergence of technology and content. I mean, every day you read about, you know, today or yesterday it was Netflix spending $1.2 billion on new content acquisition, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It is remarkable what's happening, and to see, you know, particularly here in LA, that this huge influx of money, of venture capital interest, of technology giants, of, you know, interesting people, and not just from Silicon Valley, really from everywhere, including internationally. You know, to me, it's an exciting place to be. I love the fact that we're based here, but, if, you know, have strong presences in Silicon Valley, in New York. You know, I just think that we're going to see more and more of that. And, you know, I'm a big promoter of what's happening here in Los Angeles.
Terrific.
I totally agree. I think what's exciting is that there's a lot of stuff brewing. Mm. There's a lot of stuff that maybe the market doesn't know about or the press hasn't covered yet, but there's so many really exciting things that are in the mix and in brewing. And I think that what's going to come out in at the end of 2018, 2019, is going to be pretty exciting. I think we're going to see a lot of new services, right? Whether it's Apple launching their streaming service, Disney launching their streaming service, it's going to change the game because these are two major players that are entering into the OTT market. The acquisitions being finalized around Disney, Fox, Warner Brothers, AT&T, I think that those things are going to create new and interesting businesses, and how they come to market will be really interesting to watch. So there's a lot of those types of things brewing. On the VR and AR side, with Magic Leap coming out with their glasses and with some other major hardware companies coming out with glasses and devices that are really going to grow and launch the augmented reality world, that's going to be really exciting to see. And I think there's going to be great content that's going to be matched to go with those devices as well. So all of these things are in the works that are going to come out, and that's really going to shift the way that we consume content and integrate with these types of services. I think how AI, machine learning, all of these things start to get integrated, a lot of the autonomous vehicles, and it's just, there's so much change happening, and I think maybe at the heart of it, it's change. And to me, I get excited at change. I see that as a great opportunity to see how consumers gonna adopt new technologies and new services, and how that's gonna change business models, and how innovative companies are going to be able to go to market. I think that there's going to be a big change in what's been traditional. I think the current traditional studio business, the current music business, these current models are not sustainable. And I think, you know, that we're going to see a lot of shift and changes, whether it's through M&A, but whether it's about creating new services and businesses that go to market and how things evolve and change. I think it's going to be exciting because I think it's going to really create an opportunity for people to think differently, to be smart, and to take risks. And I think that the market's ready for that.
Terrific. And I just, you know, add to what she said and say this is truly an exciting time to be working in the digital and entertainment space, and that shift to LA, we're seeing it just every day with the influx of investors and new businesses and you know, the big powerhouse technology companies expanding their presence here. It couldn't be more exciting. Well, listen, wanted to thank both of you guys for coming out. I know we're often caught in our hectic days, so it's really a pleasure to have a chance just to sit down and take a step back and talk about what's going on. And thank you to our listeners. Please join us for each month, each week, for new editions of the Manat Digital Podcast. Thank you.
Thanks, Ned.
Thanks, Ned.